This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. No one does business like Comcast Business.
I'm Christina Partsinevelis, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Intel's stock moving higher today after President Trump said the semiconductor company had agreed to a deal with Apple to design and build chips in the United States, although didn't provide any more details. Shares responded with an early surge to reach a new 52-week high. CNBC has approached Intel, Apple, and the White House for comment. Intel said they weren't commenting. SpaceX shares sliding today as the stock's recent rally just showed some signs of cooling following a record-breaking IPO just last week. Elon Musk's SpaceX, as well as the AI company, saw its stock surge more than 40% after its historic debut just last Friday, which offered shares at a set price of $135. Investor bullishness showed signs of cooling, though, just on Wednesday when shares sank about 5%. The downward move came despite a few positive catalysts just on Wednesday. The rocket maker announced Wednesday that it's adding Musk's longtime friend and ally, Roelof Botha, to the board, and a new price target from analysts at Oppenheimer as well. And a study shows a huge slice of global data center capacity faces elevated risk to acute climate hazards. Those acute hazards, which hang over 79% of capacity out there, include severe climate-induced events such as flooding, extreme winds, wildfires that can disrupt operations, increase downtime, and drive insurance as well as repair costs higher. This, according to a study from analytics firm First Street. According to this study, the investors may be looking at traditional metrics when developing data centers and not necessarily taking into account that climate could impact long-term operational conditions. Data centers are typically expected to be in our operation for roughly 20 to 30 years. That's all for today. See you back here tomorrow.
Powering 90% of the Fortune 500 with secure networking and advanced cybersecurity. When you add it all up, no one does business like Comcast Business.